Good morning, all y'all.
Morning.
So, all you got to do is choose. It's already there. Came from, right? All right, are you ready to choose?
Yes.
Did you already choose?
Yes.
Okay, our work is done. If I offered you a ticket to paradise, would you accept it? Mm-hmm. Take two. Oh, take a companion. How about a key to heaven? Uh-huh. What if I had the list of the perfect passwords to get you into anywhere you wanted to be? Well, y'all know about those passwords, right? Oh. Anybody else ever forgotten a password? Oh my gosh. I don't know about you guys, but it's frustrating when it happens, isn't it? So here's the thing. Why do we have passwords? I had to look it up because, you know, research and all. The source that I referenced said, usernames and passwords were introduced back in the 1960s. Now, I know, right? Okay, there's some geeks here that know all about this. And I say that with great love. Might be my beloved. But in easy terms, here's what I learned. Your username is your identity. And your password protects your identity's privacy by verifying you are who you say you are. All right, geeks in the room, does it sound about right? Don't forget who you are, right? That's the clue. So, what happens when we forget our password? I mean, I've had it happen. I am like, but wait, it's me. It's me. Let me in. Let me in. It's me. Ah. So, Reverend Rick and I had an experience recently. Rick very generously donated some computers to us, and he went about setting them up for us, and the first one just went lickety-split. It was all done, all set up, easy-peasy, lemon-squeezy. And the second one, it just wasn't working out. The passwords weren't working, couldn't get in. Then the username wasn't working, couldn't get in, and it was just a little bit crazy-making. True? True. True. I'm not making it up. So, you know, we went round and round with it, trying a different username, trying a different password, trying to go back, and all of this stuff happened. And in the end, what was needed was a factory reset. We needed to start over with a new identity, a new username. And then we established the verification of the user. And I say we very loosely. It was all Rick. He knew what to do. But here's the thing. Have you ever lost sight of yourself? No? Good for you. I have. Maybe wondered what the heck is going on in your life? Maybe felt a little bit like, this doesn't feel like my life. This isn't me. This isn't my life. Maybe your sense of yourself shifted somewhere, and you're still trying to figure it out. You know, it happens. We grow, we change, we evolve, and our awareness of ourself changes with that. And we might sometimes not recognize ourselves. And in that opportunity, we can reclaim ourselves. We can actually do a factory reset. And what I mean by that is take a deep dive into the essence of who we are, the capital T truth of who we are. It's an invitation to what is emerging from within us, to be still, to listen, to choose, to remember, to know. So when we have had our little computer dilemma, some of the things that happened was security questions were involved. You guys know which ones I'm talking about. You know those questions that you have to create and make an answer to so that you can really confirm that you are who you say you are. They talk about you. And so in so just like those security questions in our computer, we can ask a question of ourselves. And the question is really simple. You probably don't have to write it down, but I want you to lock it in. The question is, who am I? Who am I? And then we just let ourselves answer that question over and over and over again. Because there's not just one answer, is there? Who am I? It's already coming up for you, isn't it? All of those ways that we know ourselves. So we ask this, and we ask it until we feel that we have connected with that essence of ourself, until we recognize and experience the good, the God, the divinity within ourselves. And when we touch that place, when we connect with it, then we can choose that identity. When we choose and when we experience that, when we just allow ourselves to connect with it and to choose it, because it has already chosen us, then we might as well choose it back. Then there's this established connection with the essence of who we are. And in that, then we can create our password, which verifies, confirms, declares the truth of who we know ourselves to be. Now, some of us know this in the way of an affirmation. Beautiful affirmation this morning, Marlene, wherever you went. Ooh, there she is. One of my favorites. I am the light. You are the light. We are the light. It's a beautiful affirmation. Every time we speak our word, we need to remember that we are actively engaged with the creative power that we call God. I call it God. Y'all might have another name for it. Affirmations are a powerful declaration that describes its good. And so what this looks like for me in my life, my user identity, if I use those terms, the divine inspiration of my life, what I call my identity, what I call my purpose, it is light. We didn't plan that. And I also know that my activity is love. And so my affirmative password for my life has become my purpose is light, my activity is love. And it served me well, because on those days when I'm trying to remember who I am and I'm trying to gain access to myself and to get to that center, get to that place of remembering, I have that. But passwords only work if we use them, right? We can't just sit there and put in our username and leave that blank, can we? We have to remember that. And so affirmations are a really great way to verify and confirm who we are. And so here's the thing. It takes action. I need a couple volunteers. I need 4 volunteers. Who's going to be a volunteer? All right, Larry, come up. Ray, Michael, and is that 3? I need one more. A girl. Please, Gia.
Channel my feminine side. If requested.
All right. Right here. I want you to recognize, thank you, it's all right, I won't break it, I promise. It might break me. All right, I want you to recognize what they just did. Okay. They did the very first thing that we have to do. They took the first step. This is essential to life. And because they took the first step, I'm giving them a present. Don't you wish you had?
Whoa.
This is the way life works. It's my daughter's birthday. You're getting exactly the same gift she's getting.
Oh.
Because I love them equally.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right, yeah. So the first step is always the most important. We have to be willing to engage. We can talk about it all we want to. We can think about it all we want to. We can put it all out there all we want to. But if we don't take the movement that comes along with that inspiration, So the book is 111 Affirmations to Awaken Your Soul. It is written by a friend of mine who lives in England, and she just published it just moments ago. These are hot off the press, and I am so excited to share these. And on the back it says, I believe in the power of words, and I believe in you. Let this be a quiet guide holding your hand as you awaken to your true self. So thank you for taking the first step. I love you and appreciate you, and you, and you, and you. Mwah. All right, thank them very much for doing what we all wanted to do. Sometimes it's that easy and sometimes it's that hard, right? To feel the movement of the Holy Spirit upon us and to hesitate or to make the move. And the thing is there's no right or wrong. It's just becoming more aware, of who we are and what we're doing. So we all have a gazillion passwords, unless you're like me and you use one. No. No, I actually have more than one. But we have a lot of them. And as I was thinking about this, and I've been doing it for a while, I'm very thoughtful about my passwords. I use it as an opportunity to say something positive. So let's do that. When we're creating our passwords, let's actually mindfully use words. And some of you probably are already doing this. I know it's not a new idea. But mindfully and intentionally use the opportunity when we're entering our password for anything, to enter a website or an app or an activity, to remember that who it is that's entering into that activity, who it is me. The divine idea in the mind of God. Let's verify that. Let's confirm that. Let's know it. So let's make passwords that make a difference, that are an indication of our highest idea of ourself. Yeah? Yeah, we can do that. So Rick also sang about keys. And keys are another great way to gain access. Yeah? Everybody else have keys? We all have keys, don't we? We have keys to the buildings, we have keys to rooms, we have keys to boxes, we have keys to property, and we have keys to open containers. Yeah? There's lots of different keys. They provide us with a direct access. We each have some keys that are more important than others, yes? And we tend to take good care of them, don't we? We keep track of them, don't we? we don't leave them around. We know where they are when we need them. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Except for those times when, where the heck are my keys? Where did I leave my keys? Does anybody know where my keys are? I don't know where my keys are. I have a place at our house where we leave our keys. I have a place in my pocketbook. That's where my keys go. That's just where they live. So I always know where they are. It's like that in life. If we can remember where our keys are and what they're for, then they're so much more useful, yes? So when I use the key to the house to come into my office, it doesn't work. Imagine that. It just doesn't work. We have to be able to identify what the key is and what is needed, what we're opening. It isn't, and here's the thing also, it isn't enough to have the key in my pocket. I have to be able to know how to use it. So all of this talk about the key and knowing how to use it and everything made me remember a story that I think I've shared it with you before, but it's a great reminder. It's about the giant ship that was out at dock, and it was having maintenance done, and the engine had failed, and so the ship owners had done all kinds of things to try to fix it, and they were just pulling their hair out. They couldn't figure it out, and so they brought in the old man, That's what it said. I mean, he could have been young. They brought in the technician that knew how to fix the engine. And they all stood around and watched him as he came in and he brought his tools and he set them down and he checks the engine out. He just checks all of it. He checks all of the parts and all of the connections and all of the ways that it works. He spends quite a lot of time checking it out, discovering what it is, what's going on here. And then he goes to his tool bag and he takes out a little hammer and he gives a little tap, 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 just like that, tap, tap, and it's fixed. The engine is fixed. He packs up his bag and he goes home, sends them a bill. And the bill is for $10,000. I don't think that the owners laughed. They were like, wait, what? All he did was tap, tap. Find out what the heck is going on with this guy. Why did he think he could send us a bill for $10,000? And so they call him up. Hey, explain yourself. So he sends them an itemized bill. And it goes like this. Tapping with the hammer, $2. Knowing where to tap, $9,988. Effort is important, but knowing where to make the effort, knowing when to stand up, knowing when to make that move, that's everything. And that can only come with our self-awareness. It can only come with us being willing to know ourselves just a little bit more. Being willing to know what's driving us into action. Is it fear? Is it hate? Is it revenge? Or is it love? Is it joy? Is it creativity? Is it a desire to be of service? We have to be willing to pay attention to what it is that's moving us into action and then, you know, make sure, verify. Verify. Is that who I am? Is that who I want to be? Because if it isn't, we have a choice right now. All right. So, I there's something else about all of that, too, that had me thinking. Why is it that sometimes we feel the need to deny access to ourselves? I think, as I was thinking about this, my thought is that it's my own self-protection. It's like my own firewalls go up. You know how those happen? Some of us have encountered that idea that there's firewalls and that it protects and it keeps out the bad stuff. I want to live without the need for a firewall. I want to live in an awareness that I live in a loving, good universe. I live in the life of God. I want to be wise. I don't want to be the S word. You guys know what it is. But I want to live like I am supported by an infinite universe, and wherever I am free and inspired and confident and courageous to know myself and reveal myself. I don't want to have to rely upon a firewall to keep all of that out. I want to rely upon the inner awareness within myself to know, yes, move here, and no, don't move there. I want to have that inner guidance within me that allows me to just know and know that I know. We have such a beautiful teaching here, and it's built on these spiritual principles that are universal. And every time we allow ourselves to know these principles in a greater way, to know how they're living in our life and we're living them, then we have that greater awareness of ourself. And we access these principles by our practices. And I know you know them, so I'll just shout out a few of my favorites: prayer and meditation and journaling and chanting and creating and breathing. And all of them are direct paths to take us to our highest potential. Ernest Holmes wrote, "Deep within us all, there is an amazing sanctuary of the soul, a divine center to which we may always return. It is a light within which illuminates the face of God." That's each of us. We each have an unlimited access to this place of divinity within ourselves. It's within us, it's available to us, we have access to it, and we have the opportunity to share it in the world. There's a statement in the Bible, it's in the book of Mark. It says, "I believe, help my unbelief." Yeah. So we have all of this. We have these tickets, we have these passwords, we have these keys. They're all available to us. How we utilize them, that's personal. What we do with them, that's up to us. How we'll take them out and apply them to our life, any given moment, right? So we do all of this by transforming our unbelief into belief. So be willing to meet your unbelief. Be willing to recognize it and learn from it and find the essence that lies beneath that, the belief in yourself. Because who you are is amazing. Who you are is a divine idea in the mind of God. Who you are is worth everything that you desire to be. Everything you desire to be is already who you are. It is the truth of your being. I know this. I see it. And I love it. So let's use this energy, this vibration, this activity, this moment of divinity to look within and to know ourselves in a greater way. Yes? Yes. Thank you. And so it is. Rick Dale in the house.